Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Connelly early, excellent again last night. 5 1/3 innings, one run earned, though he didn't allow it.
No.
Greg Weissert did. It's kind of his thing. 5 hits, no walks, 7 Ks on 80 pitches. Crowd was into it last night. They turned real quick on the Red Sox. Ugly, ugly loss. Potentially a very costly loss for the Red Sox. Who do you blame for last night, and do you trust them to turn it around and still limp into the postseason? Again, 617-779-7937. We'll get to your thoughts on that coming up. We'll get into Early and what his role would be should the Red Sox get to October. I think that's what Cora was holding them out for, was October, should they get there. But since we're playing Mike Monaco there alongside Will Fleming in the booth, it was a big night in the Sox booth last
night.
Huge night
in the booth.
We should have mentioned this earlier.
I know. Hogdale.
The Hog.
Hogdale was all over Fenway Park.
He was
literally watching this team right now.
I don't disagree with the Hog. He was literally all over Fenway Park last night.
He was in the booth, but he wasn't mic'd up. I was confused by that.
No, trust me, though. I saw he was in there. Yeah, I think he's going to get an inning tonight. Yeah.
They got to worry about him cussing.
They had to talk to him.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, so Fleming talked about him in the booth last night
at length.
yeah, for sure. But he didn't actually get in there.
All right, well, good.
Hang on. Fleming said late night.
I saw the photos. Bradford had photos of all those guys in there.
Yep.
It was Fleming, Monaco, and Hog. And mm-hmm. He was like, these are the three best home run calls in baseball.
Late night at the old ball yard tomorrow, Fleming tweeted out. Playoff implications off the charts. Hogdale will be on the air with us. This is now tonight.
Okay, tonight's game.
Rumors that Carrabas may grace the presence as well. He says, I promise I will try to get Hog to say eat crap, but he didn't write crap. So, I don't know.
Will's trying to get him to swear on the air. That's his thing.
I guess.
All right.
Well, Will might be looking over his shoulder a little bit.
A little bit.
He might say, hey, as a young whippersnapper, it's a go-getter. He's calling football now.
It is Hog's
maybe
calling card.
Maybe I got to watch my back. So, yeah. He's trying to get him.
Let's go!
Trying to get him canceled.
Will Warren is a dog loser.
He is the new Joe Buck.
Yeah.
Right, doing football and baseball on the same day?
Yeah.
Not a lot of guys do that.
Yeah, no, I get Will's trying to get him canceled. I get it. Uh-huh. Yeah, get him fired before he even starts. Good move.
Well,
watch it back.
Always looking forward to the broadcast, even more so tonight. That should be good.
I have, and this is a potential brag of the week.
And you can't take your eyes off his mom.
I have slid into the Hogs DMs. We're at Fenway
I'm
tomorrow.
I'm sure that's a scene. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff in there. But that's good. Any response yet?
Not yet.
You've reached out to him? No, guys.
Look.
Probably sleeps in. My guess is Hog sleeps in.
He's probably used to Central Time.
Yep.
So, you know, he's here on the East Coast. Probably a big night last night.
My guess is he was getting after it last
you
night.
You know, a lot of ball players. They're out late. They wake up a little late the next day.
Yeah.
So I have slid into the Hogs DMs. We'll try to get him to stop by when we're at Fenway tomorrow leading up to the series finale.
It'd be a nice visit.
I agree.
Yeah.
Red Sox have something in Connelly early?
So I want to say yes. I also thought they had something right away in Peyton Tolley after his first start, and then he followed that up with a not-so-great start. Not the case for Connelly early. It is the same team, though. Like, so you do have to factor that in. Like, he does dominate the A's.
Right. If Tolley got two starts against the Pirates,
yeah,
maybe that would have looked differently.
But you could also argue that, all right, it's a major league lineup, and it is the first time it was a group that hadn't seen him. Now it's a group that has seen him, and so maybe they'd be able to get to him, and they didn't. So, yeah, I like to think so. I mean, these are two guys that sort of got fast-tracked up through the system, and what's not to like? We've only seen two starts. He's given up one run thanks to Weissert in 10 1/3. He's not walking anybody. He's striking a bunch of guys out. Seems to have, you know, a bunch of different pitches that are effective. So, yeah, I like him. Like, I'm not going to go crazy and be like, hey, you don't even need to bring Giolito back next year or whatever. But if you have the three guys at the top of your rotation back, obviously Bayo and Crochet are back. We'll see what happens with Giolito. But if you have Toley and Early and or whatever, like I'll take that.
Maybe Harrison.
And maybe Harrison. And like, yeah, like, and honestly, competition's good. Let those guys kind of fight for it. And whoever the two best guys are in spring, get the job. But another name that I certainly wasn't factoring into a potential playoff run or like the rotation to start next year. He wasn't on my radar.
I mean, look, Peyton Toley wasn't on my radar in April, but that's a name we had heard about throughout the year.
Well, because we kept also hearing towards the trade deadline, all right, he's your top pitching prospect. So you're like, okay, we knew who that was.
So that one was at least, you know, on our radar. Connelly Early was not on my radar until like 2 weeks ago. Now, maybe that's me having my head in the sand. I don't know, but a couple of weeks before his first start, wasn't even on my radar at all.
But looking at Sox
Never
prospects.
Never mind coming up and pitching the way he has.
Sox prospects, they do a great job. They have their they rank every guy in the system, basically. So if you can pull up their top 60 prospects just for the Red Sox. And obviously, some of those guys have graduated on. Some of them haven't, right? So, like, for example, Peyton Toley is still the number one prospect in the Red Sox system, according to Sox prospects. You know where Connelly Early ranks?
Eighth. Oh.
Right. And he's already up. He's already leapfrogged a couple of guys who are pitchers. Now, some of them are, you know, Kyson Witherspoon just got drafted. But there are a few other guys that are playing in Worcester or playing in Portland that he is ahead of, or he's below on those rankings. So that's why we weren't really talking about him a lot. And then he shows up and two starts in, and he looks like he belongs.
So look, you may not even get to October. If you do, you may not need a fourth starter if you get bounced early by Seattle. And the way that would work is you're right now, season ends today, you're going to Seattle for three games. You got to win two there to advance to the divisional round. So when would you even need a fourth starter? I don't know. But he's your fourth starter in the postseason, if and when you need it as of today.
Well, yeah, because in this is going to sound like not really a compliment to him, but if it's not him, who is it?
I mean, I don't think
it's Toley.
I don't either, because with the one pitch that he has, it's electric.
The heater?
That's going to play a lot better out of the bullpen. Yeah. And Early does, to his credit, even if he doesn't have the ceiling of Peyton Toley, he's got a good pitch mix. And that works more as a starter, where Toley's been a little bit exposed in that regard.
Yeah, and I think just the idea of having him come out of the bullpen, you'd maybe feel a little bit better about, you know, to get a tough lefty, get a spot in the order. If the biggest issue right now for Cora is the sixth and seventh inning, add that to the mix, right? Can you put him in there? Right, because if the starter can go... I mean, hopefully you're talking about the starter going six, and then it's really just the seventh inning for him to figure out in a close game, and like you should be able to do that.
We were talking about the reliever coming in there. If Cora's hands are tied and Breslow and Baseball Ops demanded he pulled Early at 80 pitches, which is not what Cora said, and Early pitched more in his first, like I don't believe that, but maybe you do, fine. He didn't have to go to Greg Weissert.
No.
He didn't have to do that. We gave you the numbers earlier on Weissert and the inherited runners that he's allowed to score. This year, it's 7 out of 27.
Yeah.
Slayton, who has not pitched great, looked really good in the seventh last night in a clean inning. Slayton has allowed 1 out of 10.
Yeah.
So who's the better righty to bring into that spot? Maybe it's hindsight, but Slayton's probably the name. Brendan is in the car. Go ahead, Brendan.
I got a few things concerning the pitch counts. You know, you talk about getting through six and all that. Let me just give you some. I'm a really old guy, so I go way back. Let me give you some information from the past and see if you can explain it.
Great.
Last season in Major League Baseball, there were 28 complete games. In 1 year of his career, Bob Gibson had 28 complete games.
Ah. Okay.
And I wonder what Nolan Ryan's record would have been if he was on a 100 pitch count.
Oh, why? We're going to have to crunch some numbers on that, Brendan. But
I'll do you one better.
Yeah. How many did Cy Young pitch?
In 1884, Old Hoss Radburn had 73 complete games.
How about that?
So every time he got it, he closed the game
Bob
out.
Bob Gibson, kind of a wuss by comparison, actually.
11 shutouts. Yeah. Do you know how many innings, Brendan, that Old Hoss Radburn pitched in 1884? 678 and two-thirds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It was a bit of a different game than the dead ball and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, it was the dead ball. I agree.
He was only 5'9". You know, he was still ripping it.
You know the name Mike Marshall?
Of course.
Mike Marshall was a damn good pitcher.
Right.
He also got a PhD in kinesthesiology at Michigan State.
Sure.
Wow.
And he oftentimes said that the more pitches a pitcher throws, the stronger his arm gets. It's not the number of pitches, it's the delivery.
Got it.
The way the arm turns and
the
all
mechanics.
This kind of stuff.
Got it.
And,
certainly.
And, yeah,
okay.
And I think
Brendan, let me put a bow on this. I think you disagree with Cora Pulling early there. I think is what he's saying. You think that's what
pitch
it
him
is?
More. Pitch him more.
Pitch him more.
We can boil that down.
Maybe
to
he's
more.
Less critical of Cora and more the direction of baseball and the analytics and trying to protect these arms where you try to protect them, but they all get hurt anyways. Okay. So
old Haas that year?
Yeah.
60 wins. You think anybody's going to top that?
I mean,
he had 60 wins.
If you're going to go to Bob Gibson, you might as well go to old Haas Radburn.
You know what his last thing on old Haas Radburn?
Yeah, okay.
Do you know what his WAR was that year?
10.
19.2.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I looked up.
It was a different game. I understand.
I looked up our
better
guy,
game.
Hollis Thurston. You may know him as Sloppy Thurston.
I do know him as Sloppy Thurston.
I looked him up. Not as many complete games as I was hoping.
That's a shame.
Yeah, he did throw 28 complete games in 1924 to match the great Bob Gibson.
Pretty good.
But the numbers left a little to be desired. They might have overpitched.
No, he wasn't great. Yeah, it was too
380
much.
ERA.
Could have been too much.
Yeah, I would have dialed him back a little bit. Maybe pull him around 80 pitches. Yeah. So there you go. Good stuff there on the analytics in baseball, the direction of the sport. it has changed quite a bit over the last century. Yeah.
Rather than golfing, did he have a war or was he fighting in a war? Good point.
Well,
a lot of these guys also did both. They'd throw a complete game, fight some war.
Well, back then, he might have gone to like three different wars.
He might have been in any of the wars.
Yeah, Old Haas might have been in the Civil War.
I was going to say,
I shudder to think of which side he was on, but he might have been there.
I'm not going to ask him.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask him.
Please don't.
Yeah.
And then,
turned into a whole thing.
I mean, he could have World War I's in play. I don't think he was making it.
War 1812. He might have been kicking around in. He's in,
good point.
But a Hall of Famer nonetheless.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.